choice is up to you, my friend. Not so long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Dad, this one's tough. Two trains are a mile and a half apart. Train A is traveling at 3/4 the speed of train B. They'll collide in 4.5 minutes. How fast is each train going?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like the passengers have a great lawsuit. Thank you.
Come on, Dad, how am I supposed to figure this out?
Hey, Samantha, I could tell you this in a hot second, but that's not going to do you any good. I'm not one of these parents that does their kids' homework for them.
Couldn't hack it, huh?
I blanked out right after train A.
Oh, I forgot. English was always your best subject.
You ain't just whistling Dixie there, Mama.
Angela, what are you doing here? I thought you were driving to the mountains today with what's-his-face.
It's Jeffrey. He's not here yet. Ooh, his train must be late.
Perhaps it was train A. Angela, you're about to go on a romantic date. Why are you eating onion dip?
Well, the truth is, Mother, I'm a little nervous. You see, Jeffrey said that he had something very important to ask me, something that would affect both our futures. Mother, I have this feeling he's going to pop the question.
Have some more dip, dear.
All right, Mother. I know how you feel about Jeffrey.
I thought I covered my contempt rather well.
No, you never actually spit on him.
Wait a minute. It was train B is moving 3/4 as fast as train... take the bus. Come on in, Jeffrey. It's open.
Hey, Tony, my main man. Hey, power shake.
Right on there, soul buddy.
Angela.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, Angela. Must be a new one. She is so hip.
Yeah. I think she's going to host Saturday Night Live.
Tony, are you busy?
Well, I was going to go weigh myself.
Can that wait? Tony, I kind of like to talk to you, just guy to guy.
Oh, sure. What's up, guy?
Me. Tony, you know, I have given some serious thought to our relationship and where it's going.
Oh, but Jeffrey, I haven't even met your parents yet.
No, come on, Tony. I'm talking about Angela and me. I have made a decision that could affect our future.
Oh?
Yeah. I am going to ask Angela to join me in a timeshare in the Catskills.
Oy.
Tony, take a look at this place. Listen, if Angela invests with me, we can be spending wonderful weekends together, plus every 4th national holiday.
Oh, I hope you pull Flag Day.
You don't think I'm rushing the relationship too much, do you?
Oh, no. What, are you kidding me, Jeffrey? Hey, you know what they say? Nothing ventured, nothing capital gained.
I like that. I'm going to use it. Yeah,
I knew you would.
I'm all ready.
Your carriage awaits, my lady.
Well, thank you, kind sir.
Off we go to frolic in yon forest.
Off I go to barf in yon basin.
Jeffrey, this is just beautiful.
It's just like you to pick the perfect setting.
That's right. Solid as a rock.
Yes.
Angela, you and I have been seeing each other for what now? 116 days. I think that it's time that we talk about our future.
Oh, you want to talk about that now?
Nothing ventured, nothing capital gained.
Oh, Jeffrey, you are so clever.
Just came to me. Angela, we are perfect for one another. We fit just like this tongue and groove floor.
Tongue and groove?
What I'm trying to say, Angel.
No, 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 Jeffrey. Just wait. Go ahead.
Angela, my love, will you be my partner in this timeshare?
Timeshare? That's what you're asking me?
Think about it, Angela. $18,000 buys us a week, prime time in perpetuity. But there's more to it than that. We'll have a partnership, a joint account. This will take our relationship to new levels of commitment and indebtedness. Angela, I know I'm pushing kind of hard, but I think our relationship can handle it. Angela, not only will we have this wonderful cabin in the mountains, but we'll have a terrific, terrific tax write-off. What do you think, Angela? Whoa! You don't like the mountains? How about a nice place at the beach?
Mash 'em, bash 'em, hit 'em in the groin.
Hey, what's with you, Mona? You can't sleep?
Just thought I'd wait up and see how Angela's evening went.
Oh, you mean the big question that Jeffrey's going to ask, huh?
What? You know?
Of course I know. Are you kidding me? Me and Jeffrey are like this.
You seem to be taking it very well. Doesn't it bother you?
Bother me? Why? Hey, if it doesn't work out, she could put it right back on the market. Hey.
I mean, you don't care if Angela gets married to Jeffrey?
No, wait, Mona. I think you have your signals crossed. Jeffrey told me the question he's going to ask her is whether or not she wants to be his partner in a timeshare.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Angela thought he was going to propose. Oh, my poor, stupid baby. Oh, she's going to come back here just totally crushed. She's really going to need somebody to talk to. Good night, Tony.
Angela, would you at least talk to me? I mean, you haven't said a word since you tried to set me on fire. I took you to a romantic spot. We had a wonderful gourmet dinner. I made a terrific proposal, and I... Oh, my God. You thought...
No, I didn't.
Oh, Angela. Do you mean that you would actually consider a marriage proposal from me?
A few hours ago, I might have.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would love to marry you.
Well, I didn't ask you.
I'm asking you. I'll get down on one knee. I'll get down on both knees. Angela, I love you. Will you marry me?
I have to think about it.
Oh, Angela, you've made me the happiest guy in the world. Now, I will leave so you can start thinking. In dreams, I kiss your hand, madame, your dainty fingertips, and while in slumber...
So, what's new?
Well, I guess you heard everything.
Oh, no. Just the dainty fingertips song. I heard that.
Well, you can imagine how surprised I was. Well, you don't need to imagine you were right here.
Well, I didn't mean to be right here, and I could leave right now.
No, that's okay.
I'm gonna go upstairs and get some sleep.
Well, I'm gonna lock up.
Oh, good.
Angela.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Hmm.
Was at 4:18 today. Low tide at 6:19. High tide tomorrow will be at 4:19. Low tide at 6:20. Winds from the northeast at 15 to 20 knots. And some swells with wave heights up to 6 feet are expected. There's an upper level low pressure system developing, which could lead to possible late afternoon precipitation. Late night fog. Visibility reduced to 1 mile. And a small craft advisory will be in effect from Matisquan to Cape Penelope.
Come on. Oh, well, hi, you two. Gee, you're up and out pretty early.
Sam invited me over to the pond to play crack the whip with the big kids.
Oh. Sam, honey, would you mind if Jonathan caught up with you? I need to talk to him for a minute.
Sure. I guess we could find somebody else to crack.
Here. Why don't you sit down, sweetheart? I want to talk to you about Jeffrey.
You mean what's his face?
Jonathan.
Well, that's what Grandma calls him.
Never mind about Grandma. Now you tell me, honey. Do you like Jeffrey?
Well, he's okay. He never yells at me. And he gives me good investment advice.
Maybe you could spend more time with him. You know, like pal around together, you go to baseball games, play catch.
I already do that stuff with Tony.
Well, maybe you could study the new tax laws together.
I already know them. Can I go now, Mom? My long johns are starting to itch.
Yeah. Go ahead. You have a good time.
The phone's ringing.
I know.
Hello.
Yeah, oh, hi, Jeffrey. Yeah, she's... No, she's in the shower, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
No, I'm not in there with her. Yeah, okay, I'll tell her it's real important. Yeah, okay, bye. Guess who?
Well, I'm just not ready to talk to him yet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this decision the way I make all my important decisions.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo?
No.
One potato, two...
No! I'm making a list. I'm putting all the pros in one column, all the cons in the other.
Oh, well, it's good to keep them separate.
Let's see. He's neat, punctual, belongs to the Audubon Society. Oh, he's so witty. Oh, I almost forgot, he's a great cook.
Jeffrey?
Yeah, actually, he's a better cook than I am.
Oh, now there's a bake-off I wouldn't want to miss.
Well, looks like Jeffrey certainly has a lot to offer.
Hey, Angela, if this guy's such a great deal, then why didn't you just say yes the first time?
Tony, you don't rush into these things. You've got to think them through.
Oh, yeah, Angela? Well, maybe that's your problem. You see, you don't think these things, you feel them. See, I remember when I asked Marie to marry me, she didn't think. She just yelled up to her parents up on the third floor, "Hey, Ma, hey, Pa, I'm marrying Tony." Yeah, she didn't even care that I was playing Class D ball in some two-bit town and the owner's checks were bouncing. Of course, her father did, but she didn't. She just jumped in my arms and said yes. You see, we didn't have to think things through. We knew.
That's so sweet. But it's just, it's different from me. You know, you were young and foolish.
And in love.
Thank you, doctor.
Well, what did he say?
He said I have laryngitis and that I shouldn't talk. Uh-oh. I should stay in bed, I should get plenty of rest, I should drink fluids. If I don't feel better in a couple of days, he told me to come back,
Angela,
and that I should get...
Angela, shut up. Doctor's orders.
Angela, are you decent?
Yeah.
You sound terrible.
Oh, Angel.
Hey, look, Angela, if you need me, I'll be... Oh, Jeffrey's here.
Are you okay? I was so worried when you didn't call. I would have called you back, but I didn't want to seem too anxious, so I rushed right over.
Hi.
Hey, Mona. Hey, congratulations. It's like you're going to be a mother-in-law again.
What?
That's right. They're up there right now. He's proposing and she's accepting.
Well, what are you doing down here? Why aren't you breaking it up?
Mona, I can't do that. It's her life.
You're going to leave something as important as that up to her?
Well, Mona, if that's the way you feel, how come you don't go up there and talk to her?
Tony, don't you know anything? She's not going to listen to me. I'm her mother.
Mona, I just don't think... this is not my place.
Sure it is. She trusts you. She respects your opinion. I'll give you $100.
Angela, I know you need time to think about my proposal, and I don't want to pressure you, but I have to have your answer now.
Thank you for not pressuring me.
I'm going crazy. Just a simple yes or no. Think about it. We're perfect for one another. We have so many things in common. See, I even made a list.
A list?
Yeah. Here's your copy. So? What do you say?
Jeffrey, the answer is on. I mean, no. I can't marry you.
Well, I really didn't have to have an answer today.
Oh, Jeffrey. I'm afraid the answer would be the same tomorrow. You are a very special man. But you don't get married to somebody because it looks good on paper. You want somebody who'll leap into your arms and shout yes.
No, I don't. I want you.
No, Jeffrey. You deserve somebody who's going to make you happy.
Oh, Angela, you make me happy. You're the one still searching.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to see each other again, are we? Guess the timeshare's out of the question, huh?
I'm fine, really, really, I'm fine.
Nice day for window cleaning.
I see you got your voice back.
Yeah, it's a funny thing. It came back to me when I was saying no.
So you're not gonna marry him?
No.
All right.
And I'm not going to see him anymore.
Gee, that's a shame, because, you know, he was such a nice guy and so very witty.
If you thought he was such a nice guy, how come you were out there pleading with me not to marry him?
Oh, hey. Hey, yo, Angela, I was not out there pleading. You asked me to give you my advice, and at the last second, I thought I'd give it to you.
Hey. I'm glad you did.
You think you made the right decision?
Tony, you don't think about these things, you feel them. Oh.